The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Did sparks fly for you, but maybe not for them? Tell us your story, and we'll call your date to find out what really happened here on Second Date Update. Just message us here at 102.9 The Wolf. Good morning, Nicole. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Thanks for the call.
Well, we're bringing you on Second Date Update this morning, as you requested, to talk about Calvin. How long has it been since you've heard from him?
Sure, yeah. So it's been over 3 weeks now since I've heard from Calvin, and yeah, I was just hoping you could help me.
Yeah, we'll definitely try to reconnect you. I mean, that's certainly our main goal, I guess. How did you guys meet in the first place?
We actually met at school. We're both in our final semester, and we had a class together, but he ended up dropping it.
Okay. Well, what did you guys do when you guys went out?
We went bowling.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Did you, and that was fun? You got along?
Yeah, we really did. He's a super fun guy, and he's really sarcastic, which threw me off a little bit, but overall, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
And I can appreciate how frustrating it is after you have that great first date, and then, you know, you don't have any contact with that person. But is there anything awkward that might have happened on that first date with Calvin?
So, I've thought about this a lot. Mm-hmm. I did spill my pop on him. And I felt really bad, but I don't think that that's grounds for ghosting me. But I don't know. Maybe I did something worse, but I don't know what it is.
And that was just an accident?
Yeah.
And did he seem upset at the time when you spilled your when you spilled your Coke on him?
No.
Okay. No. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to just let you know it can sometimes get a little awkward, but we're going to reach out to Calvin and see if he'll come on the show with us on Second Date Update and kind of fill us in and you know, kind of fill in these gaps. And why he may not be calling you back. All right, can you hold on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Nicole, hold tight.
Hello?
Hi, Calvin.
Yeah.
Hi, Calvin. It's Thunder and PT. We co-host the morning show over here at 102.9 The Wolf. I got to tell you, you're on the radio. You're on the air right now. We do a thing called Second Date Update. Would you have a few minutes to join us this morning? It'll take like
sure.
Two. Okay. It'll take just like 2 minutes.
Yeah, two quick minutes. We just want to ask you about this date that you went on with Nicole. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember the date.
Okay. So how did it go?
Honestly, it was sort of a non-starter. From the moment the date started, I just knew I wasn't interested anymore.
Jeez, was it something that she said or did?
No, I guess if I had to categorize it, I'd say it was because of like a grooming issue.
A what?
Grooming, like personal healthcare issue, maybe.
Okay, can you explain that a little bit more?
Yeah.
So like we went bowling, and when we rented shoes, she took off her shoes, and honestly, the stank that radiated from her feet was like the most disgusting smell I think I've ever smelled.
Oh my gosh, how could it be that bad?
It was bad. It smelled like dead animals, like died in her shoes.
You're sure?
100%. 100%.
Okay, set aside the smelly feet for a moment. Did you like her? Did you like her personality at all?
I couldn't focus on it. I was just like so distracted about that smell. I felt like it was stuck in my nostrils. I couldn't get over it.
I don't know what you're talking about. My feet do not stink like that.
Listen, it was you. I'm sorry to break this news to you, but that's the truth. You have some nasty
smelling
feet.
No, I do not have time to argue with you about this.
Listen, I mean, well, clearly you got some time on your hands. You called a radio station. I mean, did you smell it?
What?
Did you smell
it? No! No.
Well, here's the thing. You don't smell that because it's your feet. And you're clearly really used to it that you've become like, I don't know, like.
It was probably the bowling shoes.
I'm sorry.
So many people put on that shoes. And you're being a little too crazy about this. And even if I did have stinky feet, whatever, this shouldn't be the end of the world.
Calvin, can I just back up? You said something about that Nicole has become.
She can't smell it?
Smell blind? What do you mean by that?
Well, yeah, like you're so used to just how you smell, you don't even smell that smell anymore. You're just used to it.
I will say, so like, if you're on vacation from your house and you walk back in after you've been gone from your house has a little bit of a scent to it. Or that, you know, sometimes, just got to say it, sometimes cigarette smokers
can't smell,
you know, the cigarette
smell. Hockey players, when I was in a hockey room, we didn't know we smelled. My mom would smell my hands. She'd be like, oh, my God, you got to wash your hands.
Nicole, do you think there's any truth to this? Has anybody ever said anything like this before to you?
No.
Yeah.
No, this is so weird.
Yeah. Well,
it could have been the bowling shoes.
I'm like a clean person.
No, you sound like a clean person. Yeah. And Calvin, maybe you're just really sensitive.
Regardless, it was bad.
Okay.
I will say, I've struggled with this in the past. And Nicole, I'm not assuming that this is for you or whatever, but I'll tell you this. My wife makes an essential oil like mixture and I spray it on my feet and it works really well. If you want, I'll text you the concoction or whatever that she put together. Is that cool?
Yeah, the recipe.
No,
yeah.
No, that's weird. No, thanks.
But she's trying to help.
Okay, so I guess we'll just go back to Calvin here. Calvin, it's a no for you. A no on a second date.
Yeah, that's a no.
Okay. And Nicole, is there anything you'd like to say to Calvin or us or anybody listening?
No, I think I'm just glad to know and happy to get off the phone.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, good luck with everything and all your dating adventures. And as we say, sometimes it can get a little awkward here on Second Date Update.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.